The NASCAR racing season resumed yesterday in Rockingham, North Carolina. It was the first race since the death of Dale Earnhardt the previous Sunday. Earnhardt was a seven-time Winston Cup champion who was killed in a wreck during the final seconds of the Daytona 500. Yesterday's race was stopped because of rain and will continue today. But before the downpour, Earnhardt's fans and fellow drivers honored him. From Rockingham, NPR's Adam Hochberg reports.
A week after NASCAR lost its biggest star, Dale Earnhardt's colleagues and competitors did what they thought he would want them to do, race in front of thousands of fans.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, get those banners high and get them underway. It is Jeff Gordon on the pole, Steve Park on the outside. They come to the green flag.
Yesterday's race at the North Carolina Speedway turned into a tribute to a driver who many considered the greatest of all time. Flags flew at half staff, fans dropped flowers outside the main gate of the speedway, and at the starting line, the pole position was left open in Earnhardt's honor. Driver Bobby Labonte, last year's Winston Cup champion, said this was a race like none other because the atmosphere had been somber all weekend.
You find yourself, you know, try to do something to make yourself happy because that's what we normally do, and you still try to find that. We enjoy what we're doing, and you try to talk to somebody that makes you happy to make the grieving a lot easier.
As the racers were introduced, the loudest ovation was for Earnhardt's son, who's also a leading NASCAR driver. But on the very first lap of the race, Dale Earnhardt Jr. crashed head-on into the wall. The crowd stood silent for several seconds until the public address announcer reported that Earnhardt Jr. was not seriously hurt.
Well, we can see from an in-car camera on Dale Earnhardt Jr.'s car, ladies and gentlemen, he is moving around. He is talking to the crew now. He is now taking the steering wheel off of the Budweiser Chevrolet as the safety crews are right there. But
shortly after the accident, the race was stopped because of rain, the gloomy weather matching many fans' mood. This speedway in Rockingham is only about 100 miles from Kannapolis, the mill town where Dale Earnhardt Sr. grew up. And the rural people here were among those who most closely identified with his gritty country boy image. Dee Powell came to the track to pay respects to her NASCAR hero, but said she and most Earnhardt supporters weren't excited about watching the race.
I don't think they really feel in the spirits of being here. A lot of folks don't want to hoot and holler and have a good time. If they're like me, they just don't know who to cheer for anymore, because he made the race as far as I was concerned.
Earnhardt was the fourth NASCAR driver killed in a racetrack accident in the past year. Investigators say his seatbelt broke at Daytona, perhaps contributing to his death. But while some in the racing industry are calling for tougher safety standards, many spectators yesterday say they accept danger as part of the sport. Matt Barnes is a lifelong NASCAR fan from Jackson Springs, North Carolina.
A person like Earnhardt, he's a race car driver. There's not a better way for him to go out, you know? Because, you know, he went to heaven running 180 miles an hour. And that's how Dale Earnhardt would like it, you know.
After the race, more than 5,000 people attended a public memorial service for Earnhardt at a baseball field in Kannapolis. There, Earnhardt's sister encouraged mourners to, in her words, wipe their tears away and put smiles on their faces. Her brother, she said, would want it that way. Adam Hochberg, NPR News, Rockingham, North Carolina.